From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Monday, June 12th. Coming up, a couple who came to the United States from the Democratic Republic of the Congo has started a new business venture in Galesburg, Illinois. We'll hear that story from Yuchen Wong in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Champaign police say there are multiple shooting victims after two incidents early Sunday morning. Police say an argument inside a business spilled into the 100 block of South Neal Street in the downtown area around 1:30 Sunday morning. A 21-year-old woman was shot in the arm, and a 21-year-old man was stabbed in the back. Both are hospitalized in stable condition. Two men have been arrested in connection with the attack. 2 hours later, officers responded to several victims of gunfire and vehicle collisions in the 1000 block of North 6th Street. Police say someone opened fire in a large crowd, prompting several people to flee in vehicles. The injured include a 17-year-old male shot in the head. He is in the hospital in critical condition. Three men suffered non-life-threatening gunshot wounds, and two women were injured by vehicles. No one has been arrested in this case. Police say the two incidents were not related to each other. The state network that distributes government grant dollars to Illinois rape crisis centers says federal funding came up short this year. Carrie Ward is the CEO of the Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault. She says the Federal Victims of Crime Act funding provides a significant chunk of the money it gives to the state's 31 community-based rape crisis centers.
We learned in February that effective July 1 of this year, that dollar amount would be cut in half. And so we would be eligible to apply for $9.5 million instead of $18 million.
Ward says the coalition did manage to secure a new $5 million grant from the state's Department of Human Services to bridge the sudden funding gap. But she says there's still $4.5 million less in their budget than there was last year. A survey of member centers showed nearly 75% of the state's crisis centers anticipate a longer waiting list for clients, and 40% of centers say they may have to close satellite offices. An Illinois congressman is helping to determine how much federal money the state needs for broadband expansion. Alex Degman reports.
Local and federal officials are still working to dole out roughly $65 billion of broadband funding that was included in 2021's federal infrastructure bill. Democrat Brad Schneider says he wants to ensure areas with unreliable broadband, like some parts of rural McHenry County, get infrastructure upgrades.
Internet is as essential today as electricity to our homes. And it is the difference between being able to succeed in one's studies for students or succeed at work for their parents.
Schneider says the FCC's broadband maps are still being refined to give user-level information, like which buildings are pre-wired for internet service. States will also get money that they'll pass through to internet service providers to offer $30 subsidies. I'm Alex Degman.
More than 3,000 athletes competed at the Special Olympics Summer Games in Bloomington Normal over the weekend. Two of the athletes are headed to the Special Olympics World Games this week. Lisa Noble of Evanston is part of a leadership team that's traveling to Berlin, Germany tomorrow. She says she's been working on a way to help Special Olympics athletes find work within its state organizations.
I've come up with a project to work. We're going to have a two-year fellowship for athletes to serve on that would hope it's a paid position and will hopefully turn into a full-time or part-time job.
Noble competes in bocce with her husband. She'll travel to Germany with fellow athlete Daniel Smirkowski. Still to come, we'll hear about the journey of two Congolese immigrants and their new business endeavor in a Knox County town. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
In the fourth season of the Great Performances series, Now Hear This, celebrated violinist and conductor Scott Yu explores the secret history of some of the world's finest music. In the new season, Yu travels to Buenos Aires, Brooklyn, Granada, and Leipzig to investigate the mystery and histories of works by Schumann, Albéniz, Andy Akiho, and more. Learn how you can watch this and other great performances as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. In recent years, there's been a growing wave of Congolese immigrants settling in Galesburg, Illinois. Yuchen Wong tells us about one Congolese family and their pursuit of a better life.
Gogo Kupa and Yannick Capita owns the Galesburg Selfie Museum. It's a new destination in the former Armory building in downtown Galesburg, where visitors can take selfies in front of various seasonal or permanent backgrounds, then post to social media. Long before Galesburg had a selfie museum, Kupa and Capita came to the United States from the Democratic Republic of Congo through the Federal Diversity Lottery Program. The program lets foreign nationals acquire the ability to settle in the States by chance. They first settled in Boston. Kupa says it was challenging for them.
The life was very expensive and it wasn't easy for him to well integrate. So one of his friends told him, hey, I live in this small city and life is cheaper than there. You can come in and build your own family and your own dream.
Moving to Galesburg made a difference in their lives. Kupa says the low cost of living and other resources available for immigrants helped them.
It was easy to achieve some of our goals. It was easy for us to focus on things like learning English and saving money and so build our own family.
The couple now has two children. Kupa says being able to learn English in Galesburg made the biggest difference for them.
We have the Regional Office of Education. They have a program for English class, so that is free. We have the Covenant Church. They organize English classes every Thursday and Friday. That is free.
Last year, the couple opened the Galesburg Selfie Museum. Kupa says the inspiration came from a similar business in Atlanta and their desire to bring something unique to Galesburg.
My husband and I wanted to create a place that would be benefit for the entire community. From our young people, there's nothing to do in Galesburg or there's nowhere to go.
Still, opening a business wasn't an easy task, even with a startup grant for minority business owners from the city. It was the couple's second endeavor in Galesburg after launching an event planning business earlier. Kupa says it's been worth the effort.
We heard about the needs of some people, like people want to do picture with their pets, or want to celebrate birthday. Every day we trying to improve by heading the service people need.
Kupa and Capita have now lived in Galesburg for 5 years. She says they have encountered less racism in Galesburg than in other places they have lived, and it's been easier to integrate with the support the community has provided.
I love the diversity here. I love the fact that you can go to anybody and ask a question. They'll be here to listen to you, to give advice, to share the experience. It's very easy to talk to people.
Kupa says Galesburg has a close-knit Congolese community. More than 300 Congolese live in Galesburg. Many work for Smithfield Foods in Monmouth. I'm Yuchen Wong.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 74 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Lindsay Jones, Alex Degman, Eric Stock, and Yuchen Wong. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.